Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Dr. Stefan Kuprowski as my special expert guest. Dr. Kuprowski is a Canadian naturopath with a strong vision for natural medicine. He holds a Bachelor of Science in Biological Anthropology from Trent University and an MA in Medical Anthropology from UBC, where he specialized in the study of Chinese medicine. Dr. Kuprowski completed his education at the National College of Naturopathic Medicine in Portland, Oregon, graduating as a naturopathic physician in 1985. Dr. Kuprowski is the founder of Ecomed Wellness Center, one of the busiest and most progressive naturopathic clinics in Canada. In addition to promoting whole foods and the natural health products he advises his patients on, Dr. Kuprowski integrates the use of Vega testing and live blood cell microscopic analysis for in-office diagnosis of nutritional status. Dr. Kuprowski also utilizes biological terrain analysis and is trained in the application of ozone therapy. Dr. Kuprowski lectures across North America to both professional and lay audiences. His articles appear frequently in a variety of health journals and magazines. Dr. Kuprowski is currently working on his first book entitled Echomedicine, Deep Healing for the New Millennium. Good morning, Stefan, and thanks for participating as my special expert guest on this edition of SNU.
Yes, good morning, Corey.
Well, I'm sure our listeners would like to know, as a naturopath, what interested you in following this type of career?
I was interested in medicine for a long time. When I was young, I became very interested in psychosomatic medicine, how the mind could actually heal the body. So I began kind of a pursuit of traditional medicine, specifically psychiatry. But when I got into pre-medicine, I did some work in some medical labs, and I realized kind of how modern medicine works. So at that point, I kind of switched gears and became interested in kind of a broader perspective of anthropology. And when I was doing my master's degree at UBC, I became involved in studying Chinese herbal medicine with the herbalists in Chinatown. That got me back into interested in medicine, and at that point I discovered naturopathic medicine, which integrated both Chinese medicine and the Western tradition of natural healing.
Well, tell us now, for people that have never had a visit to a naturopath, how does it work? Do they have to pay a fee to get to see you, or are naturopaths covered by all provinces in Canada?
No. When I first started 20 years ago, we were covered by BC Medical, but now we're called supplementary health practitioners, such as chiropractors, massage therapists, physios, are off the plan. So we're all in the same position of having to bill our patients directly. Secondary insurance is if people have insurance through their work, then they get reimbursement through that health plan. But generally, we spend a lot more time than a regular doctor, and we work really on kind of the whole mind body perspective. So our orientation is to identify and treat causes, and we can do that because we spend much more time with a patient kind of discovering the underlying reasons why they have a particular problem.
So I would suspect that the kind of person coming to see you is dedicated towards that end themselves. They're seeking someone like you that is going to interact with their body, mind, and spirit.
Yes. We certainly appeal to that type of person. We also appeal to people who have never had any exposure to alternative medicine or complementary medicine, but have pursued conventional medicine and not gotten any kind of good results from it. And a lot of people who get a chronic illness after they've been involved in the conventional medical system realize its limitations rather quickly. So we also get that type of person who maybe philosophically are not orientated towards our type of approach, but from a practical perspective want to get better and are interested in exploring any way of doing that.
Now, what connection is there between anthropology and natural medicine, and how has that helped you with your patients?
Well, it's very interesting. There's quite a connection because anthropology studies the healing systems of all cultures, and specifically it's very interested in kind of ethno-healing, traditional healing systems of different cultures, starting from shamanism and different types of herbal traditions and Ayurvedic medicine, Chinese medicine. That's how I got involved in naturopathic medicine, because I was studying Chinese herbal medicine it was a traditional healing system being practiced in a contemporary urban setting. So that was my approach, was try to explain why people were still following a tradition that was 5,000 years old when they had the best of modern medicine available to them. So that's the anthropological perspective.
And you're able to draw from different traditions from all over the world then, aren't you?
Exactly, yeah.
Now, you founded the EcoMed Wellness Center. It sounds like a wonderful place. I've been to your website and had a bit of a peek. What services do you offer there, and why do people go there?
Okay. I mean, I do practice in Vancouver and Nanaimo, but specifically what I've really specialized in the last 15 years is the healing retreat. I first ran it in the Neuse Bay, and now I'm running it on Gabriola. And what this is a residential program where people would come anywhere from 3 days to a week to even up to, I've had patients staying for a couple of months. This is one of the only, if not the only, residential facility where people can get a range of medical, alternative naturopathic medical services, all in a setting where it's in nature, and they can, it's a supportive healing environment, and they can get organic vegetarian cuisine and participate in a range of natural therapies. And we offer many, many types of therapies, ranging from infrared sauna to steam ozone, to heavy metal detoxification, intravenous drips, acupuncture, lymphatic massage. It kind of goes on and on.
Sounds fantastic. Now, in what way do you think athletes could benefit by attending your wellness center?
Yeah, I've had a number of athletes come to me, especially a competitive athlete who's doing a lot of training. They would be interested in several things. One is is doing some body detoxification, because, as you know, in any kind of intensive physical training produces a lot of waste products, acidic byproducts, as well as free radicals. So the detox methodologies that we use would be very useful. As well, a lot of competitive athletes, again, because of their training schedules, their immune systems get run down. So naturopathic medicine is really ideal for building up people's immune systems and getting them kind of functioning in a more integrated way with the rest of the body. And also, we do a lot of mind, kind of what I call mind-body therapies. So, a lot of athletes, justifiably focus on the physical part, but equally, a good athlete will also focus on the mental and psychological aspects. So I've done a lot of work in the mind-body field and teach everybody different techniques of meditation and relaxation, self-hypnosis, that type of thing.
Sounds fantastic. Now, do you get people coming in with adrenal exhaustion or fatigue syndromes?
Yeah, that's very, very common today is the whole adrenal exhaustion syndrome caused either by excessive physical stress or excessive mental stress. That's an area that we're particularly expert at, and I deal a lot with that.
Now, in the most recent issue of Vista, you wrote an excellent article titled "The Anti-Aging Program," and you went into detail about some of the strategies that you recommend. Would you mind sharing some of those strategies with us?
Well, anti-aging has become kind of a catchword. It's kind of like holistic medicine. It means everything and nothing. What I mean by, a better word would be healthy aging, or the prevention of premature aging. When I look at people who are aging, aging is an inevitable process. But, the difference between a healthy 80-year-old and a sick 40-year-old is tremendous. And why is that 40-year-old suddenly, getting, diseases of aging, and the 80-year-old person has avoided them? And that's through what I call the prevention of premature aging. So really, to me, anti-aging is avoiding early onset of chronic diseases such as, as heart disease, lung disease, asthma, cancer, those types of things. So, I mean, my strategy is pretty basic in that I emphasize what I call an alkaline diet, which is basically using a lot of nutrient-dense foods, such as fruits and vegetables, as the mainstay of the diet, and of course avoiding foods that have a lot of chemicals and processing involved in them. As well, I think some really good anti-aging strategies, things that I do particularly, is something along the lines of chelation therapy, which is used for eliminating heavy metals, as well as helping the circulatory system. So I do a lot of chelation therapy, as well detoxification therapies. You'll hear me repeat that over and over again. Even the person on the most ideal diet is being exposed to all sorts of organic chemicals, and these get stored in fat cells. So you need to do a deliberate program at eliminating those stores of chemical solvents that get stored up in the fat cells and other body tissues, such as bones. And that, I think, is one of the best anti-aging strategies, is to get rid of as many chemicals as you can.
Now, chelation therapy has always been somewhat controversial, and I know in BC was limited by law to some degree. And what is the state of chelation now in the legal sense?
They're pretty much leaving doctors alone to do that. And so medical doctors are, you know, as initially the medical doctors were being persecuted, but they pretty much backed off that now. And so both medical doctors and naturopathic doctors are now doing chelation therapy. And there are some very large clinical trials going on right now in the U.S. and Canada. So we're just kind of waiting for the results of those large clinical trials to kind of once and for all kind of end the ongoing debate about chelation therapy.
Now, Michael Colgan has said that nobody dies of old age but of damage. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, he's calling it damage. I'm calling it premature aging. We're talking really about the same thing. It's excessive free radical damage on different organ systems of the body.
So death is inevitable, but you're talking about preserving the life and format and structure so that we tend to live longer with, or more gracefully, with a higher quality of life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think at some point we're going to be able to do some things for life extension, actually extending our lives, beyond our biological limits. I think, but I don't think we've found those types of real life extension strategies yet. But we can certainly keep people vibrant and healthy. And the statistics are actually showing that people are, in Western societies at least, are living healthier, longer, leading a disease-free life for a much longer period of time.
What are your thoughts on some of the research going on now in genetics and nutrigenetics and its impact on future health?
I think it's we're living in very exciting times, and our understanding of genetics and how genes get switched on and off by our environment, and specifically our nutritional environment, I think is going to lead to some very exciting breakthroughs in terms of our ability to deal with chronic diseases.
Now, I know that you're into Vega testing and quite a number of different analytical procedures. Not everyone's familiar with this, though, but what is Vega testing, and what is your take on that?
Yeah, I've used Vega testing for a long time. It's an electrodiagnostic technique. It's kind of a biofeedback system, and basically look at how the body responds to a variety of substances. So I use it for determining food sensitivity or chemical sensitivities to a wide variety of substances. And we can also determine stresses inside the body in terms of different organ stresses and organ system stresses. And, Vega testing is about, 20, 25 years old now, and it's evolving. And I'm using a new system called Prognos, which is based on the same technology, but it's computerized, and so technology evolves. And the Prognos is a more automated system, and kind of it can answer some deeper questions inside the body. It was interesting with this Prognos. It was initially used by the Russian cosmonauts. They sent up an early version of the program, And they were testing their cosmonauts every day on their acupuncture meridians to see what stresses were occurring inside their bodies during their extended space flights. And so that initial technology was developed and computerized by a German team and made into a medical device.
So it's interesting how these cosmonauts, astronauts, NASA actually are on the forefront of nutrition in many cases, because they've got to feed these people up in space in a very hostile environment.
And that's right.
I think of them going out there. They're incredibly fit. They're intelligent people. It's a good model, really, for understanding health and the risk associated with stress.
Yeah, and it's interesting. And you know, they're also at the forefront a lot of for a lot of medical technologies and biological system monitoring, because usually the doctors are back on Earth, but they need to get some information from these people how they're doing. So they're developing a lot of these different electronic sensory systems to get feedback on the physiological state of the astronauts in orbit.
Yeah, a few people know that the first protein shake was sucked through the straw of a little protein pack by an astronaut in space.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Now, what about live blood cell analysis? And how does that differ from having your blood chemistry analyzed by a typical conventional medical doctor?
Well, it's kind of a throwback. In the old days, and we're talking like 100 years ago, every medical doctor would have a microscope in his office, and he would take a sample of the patient's blood and look at it. And that was eventually replaced by analytical labs, so no doctor ever actually looks at a patient's blood. So what we're doing with live blood cell analysis is we're taking the microscope and we're combining it with a digital camera and a TV monitor, where the patient can actually view their own blood as the doctor is viewing the blood. So we're kind of taking an old technology and updating it, and it gives you some immediate feedback on the health of the person, of their red blood cells, their nutritional levels, their white blood cells, how their immune system is doing. So it's a qualitative analysis. So you're looking at the quality of the blood, and you're looking really for signs of health and imbalance rather than for chemical signs of disease. It doesn't replace analytical laboratory analysis, but for me, it's a really good addition to it.
What are the things that you might see on that screen if you're concerned or alarmed?
Well, if you're toxic or oxygen deficient, kind of the early signs is that your red blood cells will clump together, and in people who have perhaps seen their blood at a health show or something like that, that's an early sign of toxicity when the it's called real low, and the blood clumps together. So that's an early sign that there's either some allergies going on or some toxicity, or the person's not getting enough oxygen into the system. Any nutritional deficiency will be reflected in the red blood cells, because the red blood cells have a rapid turnover. They live for 120 days, and they're constantly being replaced. And so if you've got kind of a chronic protein deficiency, or if you have some sort of essential fatty acid problem, that will show up fairly early in the red blood cells. So you'll see some subtle changes and signs in the morphology or the structure of the red blood cells. So it's kind of an early detection system for bigger problems that might develop.
So you could combine the analysis from a physician
with the
data
blood, yeah,
and get more information from the combination.
Yeah. The other thing is that sometimes if I put a person on a nutritional program or detoxification program, we can get some good feedback from the live blood cell analysis. And I also use another technology called the biological train analysis. And what that measures the acidity and the alkalinity of the blood, urine, and saliva. It also measures the free radicals in those three body fluids. So that's very good, because there's not many tests out there that actually will measure the free radical burden of the body. Now, the body has, we produce free radicals, by just normal metabolism through breathing and digesting of food. But we're interested to see if there's excessive free radical activity occurring either in the blood or the saliva or the urine, and those all mean different things. As well, we measure the mineral status of those three body fluids, and that gives us a rapid feedback on the relative nutrition of the body.
Excellent. So a lot of very progressive analytical tools at your disposal, and yet very few people, in terms of mainstream, have ever even heard of these things.
Yeah, well, unless they've gone to a naturopathic doctor or some doctor that's been integrating some of these newer technologies. The advantages is that they're in office, and so you get the feedback immediately. You don't have to wait a week or 2 weeks to find out what's going on.
Yes. Now, I also see you have an interest in ozone therapy based on your research and attendance to the clinics in various parts of the world. And one of my mentors, Dr. Rogers, I know he had a lot of interest in ozone and a very interesting area. What is this kind of therapy and how do you use it in your practice?
Yeah. Ozone, first of all, ozone is O3, is oxygen with three molecules instead of two molecules. The oxygen we breathe is O2, and ozone is by running electrical current through oxygen, you excite it and create a molecule called ozone, which is O3. Now, if you breathe in ozone, it's not very good for your body, but medically, we use ozone by treating the blood, so we can take out some blood of the body, ozonate the blood, and reintroduce it back into the person, and that's a very good way. You can also, more gentle way, we can put a person into an ozone, a steam ozone, where they get it absorbing through their skin after they've been through a steam treatment and opened up their pores of their skin. And ozone itself it's a very strong oxidant. So ozone is used in a lot of countries to disinfect water instead of chlorine. And a lot of the European countries are actually using ozone to disinfect water. So ozone, because it's such a strong oxidant, which means it basically kills viruses, bacteria, fungi. So it's an antiseptic type of treatment. So when we use it in applications in the body, we're treating chronic infections, we're treating people with herpes, with HIV, with hepatitis. So it's a very strong antiviral, antibacterial type of treatment. So we use it as a supplement to treat people who need some sort of very strong antiseptic or antibiotic treatment, but don't necessarily need more antibiotics.
Well, thank you for that, Stefan. I've written about vega testing and biological terrain therapy, ozone and live blood cell analysis in my sports nutrition education program, but thanks for the rendition and for helping us to understand how someone like yourself utilizes these things in the practice, because it helps all of us to reach out and maybe examine the potential that we have to learn more about ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Well, when I see a new patient, and they've got some issues or want to know how well they're doing with their particular program, I'll use either some or a combination of these different analytic techniques and really build up a true picture of a person's health. Now, any single technique is like a photograph. You're taking a snapshot in time, but when you're taking several snapshots, then you're actually getting closer to kind of a living interpretation of what's really going on in the body. So I don't rely on any single technique, but I find that a combination of techniques gives me a much more accurate answer to what's really going on inside the body.
Very good. Well, our time is gone, and we really appreciate having you as our guest on this edition of SNU, Stefan.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a website that our listeners from around the world can get to learn more about the EquiMed Wellness Center?
I do. It's EquiMed Spa, one word, .com. ECOMEDSPA.com.
Excellent. So everyone out there, take some time and get to that site and learn about these various strategies. And perhaps you can benefit by going into a naturopathic office in your locality and encountering some of this alternative genius that is available. And this volume, and this year, we have a special theme, Stefan, about what optimum health is and how to achieve it. So could you give us some insight from your point of view in terms of what health and wellness means to you?
What it means to me is being healthy in mind and body. such that it gives you freedom to pursue those pursuits that one loves in life. So whether it's a career or some creative outlets or family or a particular job or exercise, physical training, health is a balance between mind and body that allows you to achieve full creative potential.
Dr. Stefan Kuprowski, a Canadian naturopath, founder of Equimed Wellness Center, lectures across North America. We thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for having me.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Representing lifestyle, new way of life. Listen, it's SNU, sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight, Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life, live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.